This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 21st, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story. A smile on FTSE Russell's Sean Smith's face is not news, but this smile is special. Sean Smith has a big smile on his face these days. Actually, that is not news, though it is harder to see behind a mask. Sean is normally always smiling. However, his smile is even bigger presently because of a new product announcement by CBOE Global Markets, one of the key partners for Smith's employer, FTSE Russell. The CBO announced last week plans to launch Russell 2000 Mini Options. This new product incorporates many of the elements of Smith's career into one small package with huge potential. I spoke with Smith, Managing Director of Derivatives Licensing for FTSE Russell, on Friday about the new Mini Russell 2000 options. The CBOE is going to start offering Mini Russell 2000 options in the first quarter of 2021, subject to regulatory review. The contracts are worth one-tenth of the size of the index and about the same notional value as the Russell 2000 ETF options. This latest mini offering is meant to hit the sweet spot of customer demand to help them invest, trade, or manage their risk with greater precision. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Today in JLN, we have an obituary for Mark J. Powers, who was one of the founders of financial futures as an economist at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Mark died recently at the age of 80. Besides the CME, Mark also worked for the CFTC. His family shared the obituary, and we have published it on johnlothiannews.com. We published an exclusive report from Joel Fingerman of Fundamental Analytics on Friday that looks at the April 17th collapse in WTI crude oil and the days leading up to it. It is a detailed analytical look at the numerous quantitative measures that should have given market operators and regulators more indication something severe was about to happen in the market. Fingerman issued his exclusive report to JLN in response to the CFTC interim report about the crude market action that saw prices go substantially negative. The Rose Bowl is moving to Texas because of the ban on spectator sports in California. Think about that for a moment. Senator Kelly Loeffler and her campaign are being criticized for a campaign ad that took a phrase Reverend Raphael Warnock said in an academic discussion out of context. Specifically, Warnock was discussing a phrase used by Reverend Jeremiah Wright, President Obama's former church's preacher, that was used against Obama in the 2008 presidential election. Warnock was speaking about the truth-telling tradition by the Black Church. Also, an open letter from more than 100 religious leaders, a coalition of African-American pastors in Georgia, criticized Loeffler for her smear campaign against Warnock, saying it was a broader attack on the faith traditions of Black congregations. Elections are so much fun, aren't they? The CME Group's Simon Raybould received his JLN hoodie that includes the message, "The world needs journalists," and the JLN logo. Simon received the hoodie down in Australia, where he lives. So the JLN message supporting journalists may not be worldwide yet, but it is truly world down under. JLN is not the only organization to try to preserve industry history. Here is a radio interview from 1996 with Leon Melamed that the capitalist pig Jonathan Honig recorded and recently shared again on Facebook. It is a detailed interview about Leo's early life and the CME. Did you know that Leo used to sell firecrackers and male pregnancy prevention attire? We have two new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. David Prosperi and Jorge Alegria are the latest people to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. David was formerly with the OCC and was recently profiled by JLN in a video titled David Prosperi, A Career in Politics, Government, Futures Trading, Insurance, and Clearinghouse Public Relations. Jorge is the former CEO of Mexter, the Mexican derivatives exchange, and is currently working in international markets development in Latin America for the CME Group and as a senior advisor to the president of CME Clearing. Thank you to David and Jorge and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Today is the first day at JLN for intern Owen Rayling. The CME Group's Bitcoin futures have reportedly hit a record high of $1.47 billion in open interest, according to data from the block. This represents roughly 17% of the total aggregate open interest in Bitcoin futures markets, according to the block's data. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have this week's edition of The Spread. The CBO announces new products, Massachusetts regulators file a complaint against Robinhood, and JLN says goodbye to Mike Forrester. Look for this video on johnlothiannews.com. On Friday, JLN announced a readership survey. John Lothian News is conducting a readership survey to determine key demographic information about subscribers to the John Lothian newsletter. This helps us attract sponsors to John Lothian News and keeps the cost of JLN down. The questions we ask are quick and easy to answer. To encourage you to complete the survey, we are picking the names of three people to complete the survey and will donate $100 to the charity of their choice in their names. During the pandemic time, there are many worthy causes that are near and dear to our readers. Complete our survey and win the chance of being able to direct the $100 donation from JJL Co. To access the survey, look for a link in today's John Lothian newsletter. Here's a press release from the CFTC. CFTC Chief of Staff and Chief Operating Officer Jamie Clima is to depart agency in January. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission today announced that Jamie L. Clima, the CFTC's Chief of Staff and Chief Operating Officer, will depart the agency for a role in the private sector next month. Ms. Clima has served in her executive leadership role since joining the agency in July of 2019, where in addition to being the lead advisor to Chairman and Chief Executive Heath P. Tarbert on legal, policy, and administrative matters, she has been responsible for managing the daily operations of the agency and overseeing its nearly 1,000 personnel. I wonder where she'll go next. Our next press release is from the Intercontinental Exchange. Intercontinental Exchange appoints Jamie L. Clima as Chief Regulatory Officer of NYSE Group. Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., a leading operator of global exchanges and listing services, announced today that Jamie L. Clima has been named Chief Regulatory Officer of NYSE Group, where she will oversee the work of its independent regulatory unit, NYSE Regulation. My wondering has ended. Here's a story from LPGA.com and Steve Eubanks. CME Group scores one for St. Jude's this season. When players showed up at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Resort in Naples for obligatory COVID testing before the CME Group Tour Championship, they looked like road-weary travelers in the TSA line. While everyone is grateful for the sponsors, staff, volunteers, and venues providing opportunities to play, the summer and fall filled with nasal swabs and temperature checks has deadened the eyes of those who traversed the gauntlet. There are many charitable venues to support, and St. Jude's is one of them, whether you make a hole-in-one or not. Why Dippin' Dots have a place in COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan? This is a story by NBC. The coronavirus vaccines are on their way, but the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, so far the only option that's been approved by the United States, has one complicating factor. It needs to be stored at minus 94 Fahrenheit. That's an incredibly cold temperature even for vaccines, and has led to concerns that even as the vaccine is distributed, many places may not have the facilities to store it. A potential answer, first reported by PopSci, comes from an unlikely source, Dippin' Dots. Here are your top three most read stories from Friday's GLN. Our top story Friday was John Lothian News Survey 2020, which allows you to be in the draw for a $100 donation to your favorite charity, as well as to help us make JLN better with your feedback. Second was JLN's RJO deal shakes up post-trade business, gives RJO a single platform to grow its burgeoning global business. Third was SEC charges Robinhood Financial with misleading customers about revenue sources and failing to satisfy duty of best execution from the SEC. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site has 195,432,925 pages viewed with 24,743 pages. There have been 227,432 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.